Joined now by Executive Director of the Downtown Community Partnership, Rocky Schneider. Rocky, a very busy time for downtown businesses. So I want to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday. But while we're talking about it, let's talk about those window displays downtown and how the community can become involved in picking out their favorite window display.
Yeah, we have a really fun event going on called Window Wonderland. You know, the beauty of downtown is that you walk by so many window fronts to get from, you know, store to store. It's not just driving into a strip mall. You get to see all the small businesses, and they're all lit up, and they have festive window displays. And what we're doing is we're asking the public to vote on their favorite. So everyone has a little extra put into it, some bragging rights between stores, and otherwise just come down and enjoy it. It's free to walk around and look.
And they are absolutely beautiful displays and obviously highlights the time of the year that we're in. So how many years has this Winter Wonderland been going on with DCP?
You know, this is our second year where we've tried to do a voting along with it. Of course, this harkens back to the old window shopping days when that was what everybody did. And before online and everything else, you come down and enjoy the different wares that people have in their windows. But, you know, spicing it up with some holiday cheer is always a nice. We also have 150,000 holiday lights up and down the streets on streetlights, and the Christmas trees lit up at Broadway Square. And so it really is a kind of a window wonderland down here.
Tomorrow's a big day for small businesses. It's Small Business Saturday. And you guys downtown Fargo have a lot of small businesses. In your time at the DCP, how vital is Small Business Saturday to the vitality of the businesses that are downtown?
Yeah, we know that today and tomorrow, this whole weekend is such a busy shopping season for everybody, right? We're all trying to get our Christmas gifts in, enjoy our days off, get something for ourselves. And, you know, the small businesses that make up downtown, this is when they really need to kind of reap those rewards. And they need, what we're trying to do is get people to think about their community first. We all shop online. I'm not going to shame anybody for that. We all do that. But if you have an option to come down and buy something locally from any of the small businesses, it goes a long way. It's reinvesting in your community. It's investing in your neighbors, you know, their businesses, their employees, and it really helps out the community.
You've got the holiday lights going on downtown. You've got the window displays. You've got Small Business Saturday, and you've got Chris Kindle Market taking place over at the Fargo Civic Center. A really big time and a really good time to come down to Fargo. And this whole weekend, the holiday season, what kind of a boost does it give to the downtown? Do you have anything as far as, you know, historically in the past, what this has done to downtown?
You know, talking to retailers, it's such an important weekend and holiday season that we know January and February can get cold and slow in our neck of the woods. And so this is really when they need to make their money and get their sales in, because some of those days get to be long. You know, blizzards come and people aren't out shopping. And so really encouraging everybody to come down and celebrate. And if you see me tomorrow, I'm handing out some free downtown Fargo gift cards, handing out a number of $100 gift cards to random shoppers. So if you come down tomorrow, you might just get lucky.
Downtown Fargo, the place to be this weekend. And Rocky Schneider, the executive director of the Downtown Community Partnership, joins us. Rocky, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Take care. Happy holidays.